This is Jay Sekulow. A battle heats up in Texas over the Bible in a school curriculum and a new update on the lobbying reform legislation.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Broadcast, everyone. Hope you had a good weekend. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A battle brewing in Texas. The issue is the Bible in curriculum. We mentioned this last week, but it looks like the ACLU and People for the American Way have gotten involved in a lawsuit in Odessa, Texas. A growing number of students and schools around the country have adopted Bible in the curriculum programs. The Supreme Court has said that the Bible is worthy of study for art, history, literature, but apparently not in Texas because they've now filed a lawsuit challenging the Bible in curriculum program that's been introduced in the Odessa, Texas school district. Let me ask you this question. What do you think about the Bible being taught as part of the school curriculum? Are you surprised that the ACLU has followed suit? Do you think the students should be studying the Bible in the public schools? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. There's 800-684-3110. And if you're from that area also, we'd certainly like to hear from you and get your sense of this.
That's right. It's interesting because over 400 schools use this similar program done by the National Council for Bible Curriculum. It's a class. It doesn't focus on the Bible as a religious text, but as the Bible in its role as in literature and as an influence on American history. It's a focus on American history and then literature in general. And for all of you that have ever studied literature, whether it's foreign or American literature, as well as American history, know that the Bible and phrases from the Bible, stories from the Bible are used throughout major works of literature, major works of major pieces of history, and of course major speeches by former presidents and different diplomatic leaders. You hear the Bible mentioned all the time throughout history, throughout literature, and that's why these classes are being taught now, is because they've done a lot of studies and realized that students aren't understanding a lot of these references to the Bible made by religious leaders and also political leaders and government leaders and on down the list, and to understand the importance of the Bible in the whole geo-world curriculum and what's going on in the whole world.
Yeah, this is a significant issue because this Bible and curriculum issue, as Jordan said, is in 400 school districts. We've represented the National Council on Biblical Literacy for a number of years back, especially in the 90s. And most school districts that have adopted them haven't had a problem. But in Odessa, Texas, they are. And by the way, if you live in that school district, we really want to hear from you. Our legal helpline is open. I want you to call our helpline number. And we're trying to get a group of parents that want to intervene in the case to become part of this, to defend the Bible and curriculum. But you need to be from Odessa, Texas, from the school district. If you'd give us a call, the helpline number is 800-296-4529. That's 1-800-296-4529 to get our legal helpline. And we encourage you again to call 800-296-4529 if you're from the Odessa school district area. Now, update on the lobbying reform as well. There was supposed to be a Rules Committee hearing today, Jordan. That has now been moved.
That's right. The Rules Committee hearing will be now on Wednesday. And interesting, the legislation will be introduced to the floor of the House on Thursday. Now, that's very interesting because usually, Dad, there's more than at least one day in between the Rules Committee and then the introduction of legislation on the floor of the House. Today it's going to happen, or on Wednesday it will happen right after the Rules Committee hearing Thursday morning. We're going to get an update tomorrow from Drew Ryan from Washington, D.C., to give us all of the ways that this will play out during the week. Because, again, folks, you've got to understand that this fight continues. And, of course, this is very suspicious, the fact that the Rules Committee hearing was moved from today to Wednesday and then the introduction of the legislation on Thursday. That's something that typically does not happen.
Folks, here's what we've done. We've heard from 185,000 of you. Our goal is 200,000. I think we're going to win this. We're going to get this grassroots lobbying restriction. We won in the Judiciary Committee. I think we can keep it out of the bill. But we need your help to make this happen. If you want to talk to us about this, if you want to add your name to the petition of protest to protect free speech, simply call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition of protest, or aclj.org.
On Capitol Hill, the fight intensifies to protect the free speech rights of churches and nonprofit organizations. Thanks to you, we were successful at eliminating troubling language in a Senate bill that would have silenced churches and nonprofits. But now, we need your help again. There's a dangerous bill making headway in the House, a bill that must be rejected. A measure now under consideration in the House redefines lobbyists, a measure that ultimately would penalize churches and nonprofit organizations. That's right, Christian organizations would face a very troubling choice under this legislation. They would either have to subject themselves to new and intrusive government regulation that's complicated and expensive, or stop speaking out. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and make sure this disturbing measure is rejected. This legislation will suppress Christians, silence churches, and stifle Christian organizations. Call now 1-877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God to live a
free. Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. The Bible and curriculum in dispute in Texas. We want to know what you think about this. Should the Bible be taught in the public school systems? Are you surprised that the ACLU and Americans United have gotten together to remove the Bible in curriculum? By the way, the same curriculum's in school districts in 400 different school districts throughout the United States. But now the ACLU and people for the American Way have said, no, we want it removed. They filed a federal lawsuit. Are you surprised? What do you think about this? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A Bible brouhaha in Texas. No surprise in one sense. But again, we want to get your comments at 800-684-3110. Encourage you to go to aclj.org for updated information.
Let's go right to the phones. Victoria's calling from California on line 2. Victoria, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Victoria.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
Good.
It does make me very nervous. I mean, I'm not surprised that the ACLU has filed suit, but as a Christian, it does make me nervous teaching the Bible in the public school. I've always been concerned they will set an agenda and then end up making the Bible a lie. They'll distort it because they'll have a universal opinion. And, you know, we are a very religious family, Christians. We go to church. We do belong to Bible study classes. I don't want my children being taught something that suits everybody's needs. I want it to be taught what's God planned.
Yeah, sure, I understand that. Now, but here's where I think that it's appropriate to teach the Bible in the schools from the standpoint of literature and history. And to ignore the Bible, I don't think you can have a complete education. In fact, the Supreme Court has said exactly that, that one's education might not even be deemed complete without the study of the Bible. So there's a balance in this, granted. This is not to replace Sunday school. It's not to replace the pastor teaching the scriptures. This is more of an introductory course, an overview course, so people are familiar with the Bible, because it does come up, as Jordan mentioned earlier, in literature. It comes up in world events. How could you discuss the Middle East right now without getting an understanding that this is an age-old situation? So that's where I think the Bible incorporated in can be very useful. But again, we want to get your opinion on this, and we appreciate, Victoria, you calling in. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Mike's calling from Indiana on line 3. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I was going to be on the air, but I was just listening to your program, and I am a Christian man, and I sincerely think that the Bible should be taught in all schools, public, private, or whatever. And I agree that your life cannot be complete without a spiritual education.
Well, that's the position that we're advocating. Now, the People for the American Way and the ACLU have objected, and it's interesting. The basis of their objection is They basically feel like the Bible has no place in the public school, period, end of story.
That's right. Unless you basically dumb it down and put it with just a bunch of religion classes that are kind of quickly overviewed in a class where you go through, you know, the 50 different religions that exist in the world, the ACLU and the People for America Way, I don't think there's any way they could see the Bible being the focus of an actual course, even though the majority of literature that you read in school, especially in upper-level classes, getting ready for college, getting ready for AP classes in high school, you're talking about writers who mention the Bible throughout their works, Charles Dickens and on down the list. Many of these books, whether they're attacking the Bible or promoting it within their works of literature and their works of history, students should be able to know, whether it's talking about the rise of communism in the 1800s and the writings that started that, or the rise of fascism, they all are about biblical things. Whether they're attacking the Bible or they're supporting the Bible, they all mention it. And if you don't know anything about it, you don't even know what they're talking about, attacking or supporting the Bible.
And that's one of the, by the way, if you go to ACLJ.org, you can look on our website, go to the On the Issue section, and we have a discussion that the Supreme Court has said the Bible may be constitutionally used in an appropriate study of history, civilization, ethics, comparative religion, or the like. That's right out of the Supreme Court opinion. Thus, the court, of course, concluded that as long as it's got to be in an appropriate secular environment. So the Bible can be taught, and it's perfectly appropriate to do that. And again, this is the attack that's being leveled against the Bible. But look, folks, if you, I could tie this right into what's going on in Washington and the whole grassroots issue. And that is, there's an attempt to silence our voice. And whether it's a Bible in the curriculum is being off limits, or whether it's lobbying reform that has a grassroots prohibition in it, it's an attempt to silence. And we're getting ready, by the way, for the introduction now of the Fairness Doctrine to take up a serious measure as well. So this is all part and parcel of the same attempt to silence. By the way, we are approaching 190,000 signatures. The vote on the legislation on lobbying is probably going to be on Thursday. So we've just got a few days here to wrap this up. If you want to make sure your voice is protected, your pastor's voice is protected, you don't have to pay fines for speaking out, call us and add your name to the petition of protest at 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255.
Let's go right to the phones. Ben's calling from Maryland on line two. Ben, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Ben.
How you doing?
Good.
My point and what I really feel about it is that the Bible is one of the few religious historical texts that really ties into specific places and people that are recorded by other people. It's not just from the Bible. I mean, Romans and Jews recorded things throughout Christian history that are, you know, verifiable through other means. So this definitely has historical merit.
And that's why the Supreme Court, again, let me read that quote, said the Bible may be constitutionally used in an appropriate study of history, civilization, ethics, comparative religion, or the like. That's what the court said. And there's a reason for that. And that is because if the purpose of the study, the history, the literature, is to give the students a round and well-rounded education. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever, except now there's this lawsuit in Texas. So there you have it. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Rosemary is calling from New York. Online 4. Rosemary, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, God bless.
Thanks.
I just had a response to Victoria's concern about teaching the Bible in school.
Sure.
When I was in elementary school, we were encouraged to read the Bible, but also they made us learn the 23rd Psalm and the first Psalm, and I still can quote them today. And I look back on it in times of need and in times of where I need inspiration. And because of that, I have a biblical perspective.
And of course, that's, you know, you talk about somebody to read the psalm at the beginning of a school day now, you'd have a little constitutional crisis on your hand. But this is not even that. This is simply a secular approach to the study of the Bible for history, literature, civilization, world civilization, and that's where the difficulty comes. That's deemed off limits here.
Let's go right back to the phones. Michelle is calling from Texas on line one. Michelle, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Thank you.
Hi.
I was just calling to share a story from our area. Most of the public school children in the Dallas-Fort Worth area take a field trip to an area in Fort Worth that's called a log cabin village, and it's next to the zoo. It's a very public, beautiful area, and they've taken historical homes and different historical businesses from around the state of Texas and put them in this one village to recreate what life would have been like as they civilized and established the state of Texas. And one of the homes that they go into is the schoolhouse, the traditional one-room schoolhouse. And there's a woman in period dress, and she sends before the children and asks them, what do you think was the one textbook that all children studied from and that all children had as we began to civilize the state of Texas? And they sit there very silently, and she very quietly responds, the Bible. And it is a part of the Texas history that all children began their fundamental and their foundations and their education in the Bible, because it was the one book that all families had.
Well, that is actually historically accurate, too. I mean, the Bible was used as a textbook for generations in the United States, and for especially if we look at the beginning of public education, there was the use of the Bible. It's not supposed to be, you know, off limits the way that the situation in Texas. Now, what's interesting about Texas is, and again, if you're from this area of Odessa, Texas, and you have children in the school system there, we want to hear from you. I've got a special 800 number we want you to call. This is our legal helpline. We want to let you know how you can get involved in this case and make a difference. You can actually take a stand right there in your community. Now, this is for the people in Odessa, Texas. It's 1-800-296-4529. This is our legal helpline, 1-800-296-4529. If you want to see how you can help directly by getting involved, actually, in this lawsuit, we can file briefs on your behalf. And we think that would be a very, very significant way to approach this and beat back the ACLU and, in this particular case, People for the American Way.
Let's go right back to the phones. Mike's calling from Georgia on line 5. Mike, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I just had a comment I wanted to make. I believe the first young lady that spoke up a while ago, I didn't catch her name. It could have been Victoria. Said she was a Christian. She took her kids to Bible study, took her, went
right
to church, and she was worried that the Bible being taught from a secular perspective, I believe the other
right
gentleman was
right
mentioning that. Well, the fact remains that if you go back to the Bible, and if you are a Christian, you got to realize that Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the living word, the Bible being the written word. If we can get the truth in any form in front of our kids in school, what you're going to see is the truth is going to win out. That's
well, my view is that, look, I don't think you have to teach the Bible right in a proselytizing manner in order to have it bear positive fruit, both from an academic understanding, especially from an academic understanding. Students need to know what the Bible says, how it addressed history, how it addressed world civilization. And that's why this particular lawsuit in Texas is so troubling. And that's, again, why we've set up a special 800 number for those people in Texas. Hey, folks, as we get ready to take a break, I want you to go to your phones. Join our petition and protest. Just a couple of days left on this lobbying reform legislation. We're going to get a victory here. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change. And Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. On Capitol Hill, the fight intensifies to protect the free speech rights of churches and nonprofit organizations. Thanks to you, we were successful at eliminating troubling language in a Senate bill that would have silenced churches and nonprofits. But now, we need your help again. There's a dangerous bill making headway in the House, a bill that must be rejected. A measure now under consideration in the House redefines lobbyists, a measure that ultimately would penalize churches and nonprofit organizations. That's right, Christian organizations would face a very troubling choice under this legislation.
legislation, they would either have to subject themselves to new and intrusive government regulation that's complicated and expensive, or stop speaking out. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and make sure this disturbing measure is rejected. This legislation will suppress Christians, silence churches, and stifle Christian organizations. Call now 1-877-989-2255, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Hey, I mentioned last week that we were in New York, actually, at the United Nations. Our European Center for Law and Justice was up for what's called NGO, non-governmental organization status, at the committee hearing. This is the second hearing we've had on this. I'm happy to report that the committee that recognizes non-governmental organizations did recognize the ECLJ, or European office in Strasbourg, France, and gave preliminary approval. It still has to go to Geneva. But it's important for our international work, whether it's in the Middle East or whether it's in France or Germany, wherever, in Russia, of course, we've got a big office in Moscow. Because what it does is give us the ability to work with these governments to get a resolution to make sure we can protect the gospel, the right to proclaim the gospel, to protect the sanctity of human life, to protect the family on an international basis. So some very good news there. I know a lot of people were praying for us on that. We were in that hearing for most of the week, so a good outcome there. As I said, the phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones. Teresa's calling from Ohio on line 5. Teresa, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Jay, okay, well, first of all, blessings to you and your organization.
Thanks.
As I was watching TBN recently and addressing the school situation here, I wanted to know, in the very beginning, the Founding Fathers, the first textbooks were the Primer and the McDuffie Reader.
Right.
Have we gone, I guess in 1963, I mean, it was, you know, there's on and on and on. I stated a bunch of different, you know, Stone versus Graham, all
right,
these different things that happened.
Stone versus Graham was the Ten Commandments case. You had the school prayer cases in the 60s. But even in Stone versus Graham, Teresa, the court recognized that the Bible was worthy of study. In fact, that quote that I gave just a few minutes ago actually came out of, this came directly out of Stone versus Graham. So that case held in favor of allowing at least the Bible to be used in the appropriate context for history, science, civics, world civilizations, and that kind of thing.
Let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. Ray is calling from North Carolina on line 2. Ray, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ray.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and this is a great pleasure, great honor, because I've been a long-time listener, and
great,
and you've made me more politically active in contacting our representative in Washington. But just to expound on earlier caller, my grandma back in the early 1918, 1919s, my mother would tell me this. She'd never been to school. They never had a book, but she married a man. An Irishman, my grandpa was an Irishman, and he taught her to read, and her a young woman, and guess what he used?
The Bible.
The Bible.
It was there's a reason it's the bestseller of all time. I mean, and the fact is, as the Supreme Court has said, even in the 1960 school prayer opinions, that to ignore the Bible is to ignore a part of history. To ignore the Bible, one's education would not be complete. But again, in Odessa, Texas, this is the latest lawsuit that's been filed. If you're from that school district and you have children in that school district, we've set up a special legal helpline for you because we want you to get involved in this lawsuit. You can actually file briefs to defend the Bible in curriculum if you're from Odessa, Texas. 800-296-4529. That's 1-800-296-4529. Now, that's if you're in that area. Now, Jordan, the American Civil Liberties Union and People for the American Way have both teamed up in this particular lawsuit.
Right, they filed the lawsuit, and it's interesting because almost 400, I think that's the number, almost 400 school districts across the country use this program that was started by the foundation, the National Council on Bible Curriculum in Public Schools. It's called The Bible in History and Literature. It focuses on the Bible and how it is used in famous pieces of literature as well as American history specifically, and just to introduce students to the stories that are mentioned so much in literature and history and the history contained within the Bible that that is cited by historians, cited by famous literature and literature that you study up through school, but also in preparing for college. It's, of course, not a religious nature class, talking about the history of the Bible and its use in literature and American history.
But this is what's under attack right now. So, again, it's not surprising, but this is the nature of the attack. Let's go right back to the phone.
John's calling from Florida on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, John.
I've got a comment here. My daughter came home and she was doing schoolwork, you know, on the computer, looking up different religions. And I stopped and I looked. And I said, "What are you looking up Islam and Muslim and all this for?" And she says, "Well, because we're doing a project on it at school." And I said, "No, we're not." I says, "Give me your teacher's number." And I called her and I asked her about this. I says, "My daughter's not going to finish this." I says, "Because at 11 years old, she's not going to learn what the Islam ways are and the Muslim and Judaism and all that."
Well, that's, you know, that's your right as a parent. That's called a parental right. And if there's a particular aspect of the curriculum that you're objecting to, they should allow you to opt out. They should allow you to make an accommodation. It's one thing to teach about religion. It's another thing to indoctrinate. They had that situation in California a number of years ago where it was this mandatory course in Islam. In fact, the students were compelled to participate in an Islamic worship service, which you can imagine the outcry if it was a mandatory participation in a Christian service. I mean, it would be, you know, outrageous, but there it was fairly muted, although the American people reacted around the country, which got that eventually changed, and the statute involved changed as well.
Let's go back to the phones. Georgia is calling from Texas on line 6. Georgia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Georgia.
Hi, Jay. I am a person who was a child in the Texas schools in the 1950s until the 60s, and we had the Bible in school, and we had order, and we had respect. And I think about the greatest crime might have been chewing bubble gum. I feel like the scripture says, you know, the word of God won't return void, no matter how you teach it. And I think that if our children today don't get it, then our world is even luster.
Well, here's the problem. You've got about 400 school districts that allow the Bible to use this particular curriculum. It's been challenged in a few school districts. Most, it's not a problem. But in Texas, in Odessa, it's become a huge problem. And the fact of the matter is that and if you go to the website at aclj.org and type in the issues, you can find all kinds of information about this. And in Stone versus Graham, one of the callers mentioned this, the court said the Bible may be constitutionally used in an appropriate study of history, civilization, ethics, comparative religion, or the like. And the court went on to say that it's part of the general educational process, and in fact that if you did not study the Bible, that one's education would not be deemed complete. So there is a complete defense, even within Supreme Court precedents, for this. But again, it's a major challenge right now in Texas, a very, very significant challenge.
Let's go back to the phone. Sherry's calling from Texas as well on line 2. Sherry, welcome to JSEC.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was calling because here in Liberty County in Texas, I went to deliver a Bible to one of the inmates, and I was turned away. And then my pastor also tried to deliver a Bible that was, you know, still packaged in a box and packaged, and they wouldn't let him have the.
Did they give a reason, Sherry? Did they say it was a security reason, or it was because it was packaged? That may have been the reason. Has anyone just tried to bring in a regular Bible?
Yes, sir. I tried to take his own personal Bible in to him. It's my husband is in there.
And they said they would not allow it in.
They wouldn't allow it in. I went to the warden. The warden looked the Bible over and said no. Then my pastor tried to take in a packaged Bible, you know, straight from the bookstore. They wouldn't let him take it in either.
What's the reason they're giving?
The reason they gave was that it may create disturbance with people of other religions.
Okay, well, your husband should be able to have a Bible in a prison. I mean, of course, Jesus' admonition is to visit those in prison. And the Bible's not supposed to be banned in a prison. Could you imagine if they banned the Quran? What would be the reaction? Hang on the line. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff. We'll get you some help on this right away. So you hang on line. Again, folks, if you're in Odessa, Texas, we want to hear from you. We've set up a special 800 number. This is for you to call to get involved in defending this school district. In this particular case, we want to file on behalf of briefs on behalf of parents. So if you've got students in the Odessa School District in Texas on this Bible and curriculum issue, we want to hear from you. It's 800-296-4529. That's 1-800-296-4529. 800-296-4529. Now, for those of you that have not yet signed up to the petition to protect free speech, folks, good news. We're approaching 190,000.
That's right. We can get to 200,000 if we worked hard. All we need you to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Join the petition of protest. We've got a lot to talk about on this. Tomorrow on the program, we'll get an update from Washington, D.C., from Drew Ryan, about what's going on in the House Rules Committee, some suspicious activity. Call this toll-free number. Get involved, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign up online.